live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9-11, we continue live on CLTV and also on 720 WGN, of course. And happy Monday. Dave, when I say Vince Lloyd, what comes to mind?
A sunny Sunday afternoon. Maybe in Lincoln Park, maybe on the beach, listening to Vince and Lou and old-style beer commercials.
There you go. That's a good description. Nothing wrong with that. And who have you set up for me to talk to?
His nephew, Mark Scaff. Yes.
Mark Scaff is Vince's nephew. Mm-hmm. On the honor of Vince joining us on the Walk of Fame.
Can I just point something out?
Sure.
Dave thinks of alcohol.
Yeah.
And my dad told me that that Vince did a show on WGN TV where he would do an interview with a player. And then he'd hand him a can of coffee, Folgers, and say, thanks for being on.
Oh.
So my dad gave me the clean version with Folgers coffee.
Who knows what was in the coffee, though, right, Mark?
Hey, Uncle Vince was a great guy, and he just had a good time no matter what he was doing.
Right. You didn't necessarily have to spike the coffee, but if it happened, it happened.
I went to a couple Cubs conventions with Uncle Vince, and we always had a ball.
Yeah, and he was always, now I never had the honor of meeting him, but I was always told he was great with fans. Is that what you saw?
Oh, super, yeah. And he loved them, they loved him, and as soon as we got back to Chicago, he would walk in, and he would be greeted by just about everybody, and it was, welcome back, Vince.
You know, I said that a little tongue-in-cheek about the old-style commercials and everything, but he had so many historic moments, Mark, and one of them certainly was the interview with President John F. Kennedy at what was then D.C. Stadium in Washington on opening day. He ever talked to you about that? Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of it.
You know, he certainly did. Actually, I got to spend a lot of time talking to Uncle Vince, especially during the off season. He'd come to Sioux City, Iowa to visit my dad, his brother John Scaff, and we would hang out, and he'd tell stories. The time he got to visit with President Kennedy, interview him there at the ball game. He told me that the Secret Service wasn't too happy with that. I think it was the first time that a sportscaster was able to interview a sitting president. And the Secret Service was kind of leery of the whole situation and kept a close eye on him. He said they didn't get too far from him when he was speaking to him, like his microphone could be used as a weapon, I guess.
I'm going to bonk him on the head, leave a welt. That picture, I think, is still hanging upstairs
it's up on the seventh floor in the hall. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great picture. Were you a baseball player as a kid?
I played a little bit as a catcher in just Little League. That's all I did, you know. And I've had other relatives, though, that played a little more ball than I did.
Well, I was going to say, did you get any tips from your uncle?
Oh, all the time. I mean, you could sit down and talk to Uncle Vince about baseball for hours. He knew the intricacies of the game. And what I really enjoyed speaking to him about was the players, the personalities, and how they all interacted.
You know, one of the things that I remember about your uncle, Mark, was his versatility. And this was something that he had in common with Lou Boudreau, his partner on the radio. These guys, you could put them in any broadcast situation, whether it was interviewing the president or broadcasting Big Ten football on weekends. And I remember they would do a Big Ten football game of the week, Vince and Lou. And they would go to different Big Ten campuses and do football games here on WGN on the weekends. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. His career spanned roughly 38 years, and he did baseball, football, basketball.
How about that?
You name it, they could do it. They were all very talented. And one of the things I think that served my Uncle Vince well was his power of observation and then being able to relay that into words, his observations, and that's what made him great, I think.
Where are you living?
I live in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm a retired police sergeant here.
And you going to make it in for the ceremony?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's great. Look forward to shaking your hand on Thursday as well. It's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a great time.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the stories.
Such a great man.
Yeah, no, it's great. I look forward to seeing you. Thanks for being on with us. Appreciate it. Officer Mark Scaff, nephew to Vince Lloyd. Mm-hmm.